Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're back live once again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blastino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
How y'all doing, Radio World?
Tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265. That's 347-633-9265. For everybody online, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/put 'em on blast radio. And for all the iTunes users, and all the podcast users, that same address I just gave you, blogtalkradio.com/put 'em on blast radio, you add another / and add podcast, and you're able to download any episode of the interviews you want for free, you know, from the beginning since we started all the way until now. But right now I want to give love to everybody out there for supporting the show. I thank you guys for tuning in all this time. You know, much love from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio. Big ups to you and G, Madman, you know, all you guys out there in ATL, you know, Young Fly Kids that was on the show last night. Much love to everybody out there that's been tuning in, like I said. But on tonight's show, we got a hot special show for you guys tonight. And for everybody out there that's right here where I am, where I'm living, in the 916 area, Northern California, you know, please inbox me after you hear this artist that I'm bringing to the show. Please inbox me because we're trying to bring him to the city. And we got a good show for you guys tonight. So right now, I'm going to introduce this man. You know, we met him at the West Coast Hip Hop Awards, you know, the way he looked and everything, you know, he'll shock you guys, he'll surprise you, but this man, he's very, very talented. He's very, very talented. And, you know, he got erotica, funk, you know, hip-hop, you know, he got it all. That music, if you like Parliament, you know, Prince, if you like certain sounds, you know, certain instruments, this man right here I'm bringing to the show right now, No Face, Shadow Man. You know, I'm going to introduce him right now. So, No Face, can you please say what's up to Put 'Em On Blast Radio?
Yeah, I'd just like to say hello to everybody. And from your description, I was kind of getting excited, wondering who are you talking about? I was thinking I'm on the right show. Who is this guy?
Oh, yeah, you're on the right show. Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. You the star of the show tonight. You on the hot seat. No Face, Shadow Man. You know, I love your music. When you performed at the West Coast Hip Hop Awards, when I first seen you, I was like, okay, I'm digging this guy. He's in the hallway. Okay, I see him. And then they know when you got on stage and you played and you performed and you was with them keys, it just blew me away because that talent that you have, I don't know where it come from, but it seemed like it's natural, like you was born with it. And I just wish you much success on your journey, however long you've been here. But right now, Shadow Man, can you please let the people know a little background on you, like who you are, where you come from, who's the man behind the artist?
Well, I can tell you this. First of all, thank you for all of that. And your words are like gifts to say all of that about me. That's very fantastic. Basically, primarily, I'm a person who, you know, I live in what I call the music box, which is a very, you know, where I have my studio set up. And basically, that's where I am all the time. I don't even like to stop to eat or drink because, I mean, to me, you know, that's kind of a break and it's kind of eating is in the way, you know. So I'd rather just do the music. Basically, No Face, Shadow Man. No Face because a lot of people use their faces to sell their music. And you forget about the music. It's supposed to have a certain sound or at least mean something to someone or touch you, you know, musically. So I felt, well, you know, I won't use a face. I'll just, you know, have no face at all. And the shadow part is because, you know, basically that's where I am all the time, is in the shadows of even my own creation, because music always takes the front seat. The person who the music is coming through is kind of secondary to the creation of the music itself.
That's what's up. I understand you clearly. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's words from No Face, Shadow Man. You guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. And I want to ask you, what even made you start doing music? And what made you pick the genre of music that you're doing right now?
I would love to be able to say I actually picked it. I can't say that. I can actually say that it kind of picked me. I play a lot of different style of stuff because I play acoustic guitar, bass guitar, and keyboard. I also play like ukulele, like a little tiny little guitar. So basically, it's hard to sound funky on a ukulele. So I decided to put that to the side and create everything, you know, all the compositions on keyboard and bass, and do the string arrangements. But without fail, though, funk music and soul music, R&B, hip hop, that's where everything else comes from, you know, or as a derivative of that. That's the first stuff. That's the original stuff. You know, starting with that beat, you know, getting your head to bounce. If your head's not bouncing, then, you know, there's no reason to even really do it. So I'm very honored that you even mentioned, like, Parliament and Funkadelic or those kind of groups.
That's where you fit in. And anybody on this planet that loves real music, no matter who you are, whatever God created on this planet, if they heard you play, they will put you in the same category. They will say the same exact thing. You're up there with them big fish. See what I'm saying? I'm not going to lie. You up there, and, you know, you do sound kind of better than some of them. See what I'm saying? You know, I don't know who Shadow Man is, you know, because, you know, like you said, you in the shadows. You know, maybe it's good that way. You know, you in the shadows, and you're making your music the way you're doing it, you know, and you're taking the industry by surprise, you know. So, but it's all good, though. You know, you're doing your thing, and I just really just hope you just really bust out on everybody and just all across the world. Travel the globe about 5-10 times or something. You know, let everybody know who you is. But it's all good.
Hopefully, globally, there's that much time left on the planet to travel five times. I better get moving quickly. But also, secondarily, I had a show yesterday that I was unable to do because the place where I come out of my, where I live here in my music box, basically I have a driver who gets designated to pick me up at a certain spot, one of the other spots. And this time when I was getting ready to come out from where I walk out, basically through the section of bushes, there was like a group of people with their dogs standing there, and I couldn't walk out. I couldn't get to the vehicle, so I was actually unable to do the show because my driver didn't know where to pick me up. I couldn't walk out.
That's not right, you know, and that's right there, been put on blast right there. So all the fans, you know, that he's talking about, the city he was supposed to perform in, you know, he's letting you know right now what happened. You know what I'm saying? They got the dogs out on us. Not the popos, but a group of people that shouldn't have been there, but it's all good.
They had their dogs, and then they actually sat down on the ground and started to smoke, and then I knew, I was like, that's it, I'm not going to be able to walk out of these bushes past these people off this trail. So I just turned around and went back in, and I had to call it off, you know, couldn't make the show. It was in the daytime, at 4 o'clock in the daytime, which is, if it had been nighttime, I could have just walked right past them. They might not have seen me, but it was
pretty. Yeah, you ain't lying about that one.
Because I've done that before. I've actually done that before while I'm waiting for a ride outside, and I just stood there and some people literally walked just inches from me, but they didn't see me standing there. I was standing on the sidewalk, but they didn't see me. I just didn't move.
That's crazy. But it's all good, Shadow Man. But right now, I just want you to stay on hold. We're going to get into this quick break, but right now, I want you to introduce this song right here. You know, we're going to get into this first track right here. And this is No Face, Shadow Man, Chocolate Pussy. Let everybody know the concept of this track right here, Chocolate Pussy.
Okay, the first thing I want to say about Chocolate Pussy is that it's not about sex. That's the one thing most people think it's about sex. It's not. Actually, Chocolate Pussy is the window or the doorway through which chocolate people or people of color come onto this planet, on this plane, and that's why there's nothing like it. Any door or window that allows these people to walk on this planet, that door is special, and that's why there's nothing on the world like a chocolate pussy.
That's what's up. You guys heard it first right here. I'm putting on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. No Face, Shadow Man, Chocolate Pussy.
In this
Back live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That was No Face, Shadow Man, Chocolate Pussy. And right now, No Face, while we got you on the line, can you give out your information to everybody who want to try to connect with No Face, Shadow Man?
Yeah, for sure. Like, let's see, on Facebook, No Face, Shadow Man, just / No Face, Shadow Man. Separate word on Twitter, it's No Face, Shadow Man, all one word, all together. And, that'd be about the two best ways. You can inbox or just put a message on there. Right now I've been rolling with Buddy Boy Entertainment, which is like Big A and Cocaine. They came to a show and completely have embraced what I do and what I'm trying to do and show me like a lot of love. I mean, those guys, they really know, you know the business. They know what they're talking about. And they've kind of become like big brothers, you know. They're both older than me, so it's cool to have big brothers who know what they're doing. But I love those guys. And with their help, and I have a manager, a couple managers that have been helping along the way, I definitely want to give a shout-out and thanks to those people who actually heard me early and have shown love and support since the beginning. One is Tanya Daniels. The other one is Joel Steele. These are some people who have been around me and been helping out. Even my first photographer and assistant, Melba Wells, was out there, you know, in the field when I did last year, like over 200 shows locally. In 1 year, so that was a good year. That's kind of what added up.
That's what's up. Big ups to all of them. Much love to all of them. Joel, Cocaine, all of them. You know what I'm saying? We've seen Cocaine out there doing the same too at the West Coast Hip Hop Awards. You know, all y'all should know who Cocaine is by now. You know what I'm saying? But it's all love. But right now, No Face, I want to ask you, is there a positive message that you can give out to the young kids and young upcoming entrepreneurs coming out in the industry?
Well, the one thing I've always kind of said to them, which seems to be rejected a lot, is when people say, like, to be yourself. I see a lot of people are kind of afraid to do their own thing because they need, like, a pre-assurance that what they're doing is going to be accepted. And you should never really worry about being accepted. If you're you and you just do you, then that's actually, it doesn't matter if you're accepted or not. You've always been true. But it's not really good to do someone else's music or take pieces of other people's music and then do that and then claim that it's yours. I think that's kind of unfair. It's kind of be like if I took if I go to a museum and break off a piece of a statue and go home and add some more some more plaster to it or marble to it. So it's kind of weird. I always just say, do your own thing. And I know that sounds kind of benign or basic, but it really is important to really just try to figure out who you are and just relish in who you are, because everybody is so beautiful individually. And I think that's important. I never want to see people look like zebras where they all kind of look alike, although I'm sure the zebras, if I'm offending any zebras out there, I apologize. I'm sure you guys look different to each other. But to me, they look very similar. So we don't want a bunch of musical zebras. It'd be nice to have the entire farm or jungle out there.
That's what's up. I can respect that. I hope all you kids get that and soak that up, and I hope you guys really listening and keep it inside you, and you guys can move on with what he just said. And right now I'm going to ask you, what do you have in the works? What do you have in the making?
Well, as far as
your music project.
Well, I got a couple tweets the other day from Snoop Dogg. So hopefully, I'll say this out loud. I hope that he's about to jump on the track. You know, that'd be fantastic. I would love that. That would be quite a blessing and gift from him to me. So for sure that. I also have my No Face dolls. I have a few of those left. I'm not sure if you've seen those, but I have dolls.
Let everybody know how much that costs for those, because, Kimmy Simone, she wanted to get one of those so bad. She wanted to get at you at the Hip Hop Awards about one of them dolls, but we didn't even know. You know, it was just a spare of the moment thing. But, you know, if you got any, you know, around, or if you can save one, you know, send us one or something, or, you know, if you don't have some more in the making, we would like to know, because she really do want one. She would love one of those dolls.
Yeah, the first batch, there was like a limited number in this first batch, because I just basically wanted to see what they were going to look like. Of those, that first batch, which was over 20, I have like six left. And I can't even tell you how many people are already online and keep saying they want one. I've never validated like who actually really wants one of the six.
Yeah.
But there's still like six, and everybody keeps asking for them. So same thing for Kimmy. If she really wants one, I can send one out there. But they are definitely the first ones. So whether I do, you know, fantastic or not, they're still going to be rare. A nice,
yeah.
You know,
no, that's why she really wants one, you know, and she know it. And, you know, because, you know, when people, like I said, it's like you just popped out the blue. You know what I'm saying? We never even knew about you until when we was there, but we knew you were somebody. But we didn't know your skills was going to show like that. We didn't know you was going to be like a star and shine in front of everybody. We didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? But that's what you did. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like I said, you really want one of those dolls.
Well, you know, for sure, when you say, like, popped out of nowhere, that's kind of where coming from the shadows part. For me, it was kind of a surprise, too, because I really didn't know what I was doing compared to anyone else, how it would stand or how it would shine. I actually remember my very first show out here. I just went to, like, a variety show and just kind of, you know, someone else had contacted this promoter at a show and just basically found out that, you know, pretty much anybody can call in or say that they wanted to be in this show. And when I heard about it through the side, I decided, because there's people that know me but don't know I do this, and then the people that know I do this don't know me. So on my own, basically going back into my music box, I came out because I've always worn fabric on my face. The fabric on my face has absolutely nothing to do with the music at all. That's just circumstantial. But so I just wore what I normally wear, which is that, and went and did this show. And basically, people just kind of stood there and stared for the first couple of seconds. So I was thinking, okay, they obviously did not feel this song at all. But that was not the case. It was actually quite the opposite. They were kind of stunned, you know, as to what they were seeing. And from that show, the very first show, I got two more shows. The very next night, the two shows the next night, and then another show. And it basically went on where I was doing shows, about five shows a week at different venues. And that's how it turned into over 200 shows in 10 months, 11 months, 11 months, 200 shows, where I was actually doing, two different shows on one night. I'd do one show maybe at like 10 o'clock and then leave from there and go do a midnight show at a completely different venue in another part of town.
That's so, why you're grinding, you're getting it in. That's what they call really getting it in. 200 shows within 11 months, that's getting it in. Most people can't even get that many. Even mainstream artists just can't even get that many. You know, it's all love.
Yeah, what I did was I kept all the flyers from all those shows, and those are going to be the pages of the book that I've been writing about this whole experience. I come home and I make notes after a show, like what stood out in my mind about this show or the people or words or questions that people asked me. And I had this one girl, I had a girl ask me a very good question about me being covered up. She asked if I had leprosy.
Yeah.
I felt that was a good question. I told her, no, I don't, you know, which I do not, but that was an intelligent question, I felt, you know, as to why I'm covered up.
Yeah, I was going to ask you the same thing, too, but, you know, since it's about my show, the way I run mine, I don't like to get in nobody's personal business. You know, that's just me, you know, so I try to keep the show where it's basically about the artists and what they got going on in their music. I'm not like everybody else. You know, you start talking about your music, and then they get bored of it real fast. And they're like, well, so what happened about you going to jail the other night? See what I'm saying? I'm not like that. I don't, that's your personal issues. So I'm saying that's different. So I'm saying if you want to expose that, then you will do it at your own leisure. But on my show, it's all about you as an artist. And it's free promotion to everybody. We keep it going. We don't never stop. We keep it going. But right now, No Face, I don't want to cut nobody off, but I want to get into this next track right here because we're going to go overtime in the show. You know, it's all good. But this track right here I had received, but it didn't have no title on it. So I know it's you. It's called I Need Your Love, I Do Believe. Can you let the people know the concept behind that track?
Which one is it?
I think it's called I Need Your Love. That's what you were saying on the hook, because when I received it, there was no title on it.
I Need Your Love.
That's what you were saying on the hook. Hey, you want me to play you a little sample of it? Let me play you a little sample.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, that's called Put You. Like, yeah, like put, you know, like put your hands down, you know, put your hands up if you're robbing somebody. Yeah, so that was that one's called Put Your Hands Up, you know, lay back, let the love flow in and out. Basically that one is just saying, like, just relax because there's no thought necessary. Just relax and just listen. And, you know, I put the music in a key that is favorable to liquid, to water, you know, to water molecules. So this key is a happy key. It would just relax you. It's just a good song that it's bound to do.
That's what's up. You guys heard it first right here. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. No Face, Shadow Man. Put your hands up.
Put your hands on top of your head. Lay back. Breathe. Let the love flow in, out, in, out. Put your hands on top of your head. Relax. Breathe. Let the love flow in, out. let the love flow in, out, put your hands on top of your head, relax, breathe, let the love flow in, out,
Yeah, we back live once again. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, the number one West Coast Hill radio station. That was No Face, Shadow Man. Put your hands up. Hello, Shadow Man. Are you still with us?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Definitely still here.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And I don't know if you was able to hear your song, you know, while you was on at break, you know. But if you couldn't, I don't know. You know, I'm going to have to try to fix that and see what's going on. But
yeah, I could hear it.
Oh, okay. You know, I just want to make sure everything was good, but it's all love though. But right now, I want to ask you if you made it to the peak in this industry where you're trying to get to, how would you give back?
How would I give back?
Yes.
There's a couple different ways. One, I feel that anybody, as you said, at a peak, they're in a position to actually speak, which is also kind of rhymes with peak, I guess, but they're in a position to actually say things. And if anyone is ever listening to some of the things that I like to say, there are some things that I would like to as you say, put on blast to just kind of, once again, try to remove the veil and or focus attention on some things that definitely need attention. One of the subjects I think you guys had on a radio program, they were talking about just families and unity and families, you know, staying together.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff, like relationship stuff, that's some of my favorite subjects. But there's a reason why, you know, why families deteriorate. And it has nothing to do with, like, love or the lack of love. There are a lot of, you know, things, pressures that are being put on people that they don't even know about, as far as, like, subliminal messages or just programming from television shows, movies, and stuff like that. So basically, people are just following the course of their natural design, which is to be, unfortunately, being manipulated, and thus, you know, what the programmers want to deteriorate or destroy will be destroyed.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's real talk. If you guys heard it first right here, I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station. And right now, we got a caller on the line. Hello, caller. Say what's up to No Face. Hello, caller. Hello.
That might be the caller.
Yeah. All right. It's all good. It's all love. Hopefully the caller called back, you know. But it's all good. But I want to ask you at this time, is there anything or anybody you might want to put on blast? You can keep it anonymous. And the only reason why I say put them on blast is not a negative, not in a negative way, but more in a positive aspect to make people feel better about themselves. And it's not to diss the next person, but it's to get whatever that's boggled up on the inside of you off of your chest. So that's why I say it don't matter if it's us as hosts or if it's like the neighbor, whatever it may be, you know, just get it off your chest. Is there anything you might want to put on blast at this time?
Well, actually, just from my design and the way I actually am, I have really never anything negative to say about anybody. But I do have something positive I want to say about my hometown artists, other musicians. I'm very proud of what they do. You know, the fact that they come out and go to these venues to perform their live music in front of an audience or basically just their friends. It's unfortunate that there's not more audience or people that actually come out to some of these events, because some of these events, the performers are actually really putting on, you know, a lot of effort. And even when there's not an audience that's still putting on, you know, putting their 100% in. So I'm very proud to be part of, you know, my local artists and even foreign artists. I mean, other artists who come around or come from other states or cities to come out here to perform. You know, we're all the same. We're all, you know, people that are trying to create and just share something that we've invented, just like a chef, you know, with his meals or a pastry chef with his cakes. We're designing something that we just want to share. And so I think that I'd like to put on blast that all these musicians deserve a big round of applause just at the level of attempt starting right there. They're already doing something wonderful and something huge. And even if it's just for yourself to go out and you know, promote whatever it is you do, even if it's drawings or spoken word or making, you know, clothing, designers, I mean, it's wonderful to see people do what's inside of them and create and right at that level. I just want to say that they're all wonderful. And I have a lot of love for them.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We got love for them, too. We got love for you, Mr. No Face Shadow Man. You know, it's all love. And that's real talk coming straight out the mouth of No Face Shadow Man right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. You know, like I said, I feel the same way. But one last question. I want to ask you, what is your outlook on the whole music industry?
Well, it's definitely evolving and changing constantly because there used to be a filter. Before, the filters were the actual record labels who put out what they wanted to put out, and they put out what they told you was great music. In a way, that was good. In a way, that was bad. The way that it was good was, of course, you were guaranteed to hear quality, you know, acts. And you wouldn't have heard, like, I think a few years ago they had this one guy on one of the shows, and he couldn't sing at all, but they promoted the crap out of him, and a lot of people got to hear this one guy who couldn't sing at all, but he was kind of like a running joke for the show. But that was good. That was fun. Yeah, I don't want to say which one it was, but that kind of stuff, see, that's unfortunate because there are a lot of people that really could use some publicity, and yet they spend airtime on muses like that. So I would say that the industry has definitely changed, but what hasn't changed is that humans still want good quality entertainment. They want something that's real. And for, you know, this interview is not going to be long enough to tell you about this, but I will say this, that it's interesting that the radio started to take away, for example, like the type of music that I do, and I think they did that because a lot of people cannot fake that. You can't pretend to do what I do. And you can't pretend to do a lot of stuff that's on the radio, and then they can promote their own creative artists and, you know, basically just raking the money when it has nothing to do with entertaining the audience. The audience can be, you know, told, well, this is fantastic, and then people will buy it. Fortunately for me, if you really work hard, you can still do authentic, real music, original music, and still have a few people like you. So I think that I'm grateful for the few people out there that still like something that's, you know, not manufactured.
That's what's up. That's why you heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And before we end the show, Miss Kimmy Simone would like to say a last few words to you, Shadow Man. So please hold on.
Hello?
Hello, Kimmy. How are you?
I'm fine, Mr. Shadow Man. I'm so glad to have you and honored to, and proud to have you on the show this evening. And I love the way you speak. You're very clear. You're very intelligent, and I connected with you when I first seen you. And I, like I said, in the future, anything that you want to do, anything that you want to post, just inbox us, and we're right here with you. And I just love your style, and I pray that God bless you and keep you and just let you get to where you need to be because you are already bigger than you already know, but it just takes time for you to actually see it. But people like me, you reach me, and I'm all the way here in Sacramento, California. And I love you with all my heart. And I look for that doll.
Well, thank you very much. I hope I, you know, keep your interest when I release some of the new music. I have a handful of new material that basically I'm just waiting for it to come back from being mastered that I want to integrate into the shows and put on the, you know, on the sites like Reverb Nation. Oh, that's right. Another thing. Reverb Nation, I have about 7 songs, if you haven't heard those on here. But I look forward to putting the other ones out there and performing them as soon as I can. So.
Well, right here on Put 'Em On Blast, right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, Shadow Man, No Face, right here.
Yeah. Well, no doubt. Thank you very much for that love and support, and that's exactly what, you know, what all artists need is a venue and a place that you guys have there. That's exactly the circle of what it needs to be happening. So, once again, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
That's what's up. And, you know, we give you much love. You got much love from Raw Dog Music. Put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast radio station. I thank you. I salute you for coming on to our show. I salute you for everything you got going on. And like Ms. Kimmy Simone was trying to tell you, if there's anything you got, you know, you can we can talk to you. You can call us up when we get offline. So that way we can make some kind of arrangements, you know, if you got any kind of flyers, posters, anything that you want to promote, you know, just holler at us and just send it to us, and it's all good and it's all love. And to everybody out there that's been tuning in and listening, big ups to you guys. Much love to everybody. I thank you for the support, and please support No Face Shadow Man and keep on supporting. Put them on Blast Radio. Go support all the artists we've been promoting on here. We support everybody, no matter what genre of music that you do. We support you all the way, whether people like it or not. Much love. Be safe. Stop the violence. We need to come together as one nation and unite. And we all need to support our local artists, no matter where you at in America, in this on this planet. Support your local artists. And it is what it is. And like I said, No Face, we thank you so much. And anytime you got anything you want to promote, it's all good. Just holler at us, inbox us, call us up, and it's all love. But right now, as we end the show, I want you to introduce this song right here and let everybody know the concept of this song called Fucking. And, you know, I just like it. So, you know, that's a good song. I wish I could have got one of the other songs. There's another song, too, I like, too. You know what I'm saying? Let Me Talk, Let Me Talk. You know what I'm saying? I love that one, too. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait till you have the whole CD out so we can get the album from you. So I'm saying we would love to have it in our collection. But right here, this song called Fucking, can you please let everybody know the concept as we end the show? And like I said, much love to you, and we salute you all the time.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. I just want to say, too, real fast, too, because people always ask this. Like, as far as the spelling of my last name, it's actually just Shadow and then Men, M-E-N, Shadow Men. So No Face, all one word, and then Shadow Men, all one word, S-H-A-D-O-W-M-E-N, not M-A-N. And if they Google that, it all comes up, all the different videos and stuff from the shows. But this song, Fucking, is because I felt that the word fucking gets a bad rap. People use it as a negative. When I know for a fact that if you're in love, you're making love. But what if you're with somebody doing that same physical act, but you're not in love? Well, then you're fucking. So fucking cannot be a bad thing. Fucking must be pretty good. So that's this song.
That's what's up. You guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast radio station. Keep on supporting No Face, Shadow Men. Much love to you again. We salute you. Until next time, this is Fucking.